It is with elation that ARTA hears the news and two announcements today, two very important announcements. The first one being government's decision to withdraw the state of disaster that was declared in February by the president on the electricity matter. And then the recent gazette by the Minister of Finance over this past weekend to allow Eskom to be exempt from reporting irregular and fruitless and wasteful expenditure in their financial statements. Well, that has been reversed as well, that decision. So two big announcements by government today, which are big wins for civil society. And why they are big wins for civil society is these issues were challenged. They were obviously challenged through media or raised as issues in media, but civil society took up the reins and decided on the state of disaster. We've been in court for the last month and a half to make this this decision happen, if not by a reversal of their own decision, then in court. So we're pleased that government has reversed that decision on the state of disaster. It was quite frankly the wrong decision to have made. All the mechanisms are in place to deal with the electricity emergency at the moment. But on this issue of the gazette by the Minister of Finance to allow Eskom to not be transparent on these expenditures, that we believe was a very bad decision. It was one that widely reported on and criticised, and we don't believe it was in the best interest of Eskom and the country from a lending point of view, from credit ratings point of view, from just a transparency and accountability point of view. What do these two decisions mean, reversals of decisions earlier made by government, is that we believe government is not applying its mind. We believe that government is shooting from the hip is also being possibly badly advised on some of these decisions they're making. They are not putting the bigger picture into these decisions, the citizens' interests at heart into these decisions. So it really does not bode well for government when they make significant decisions of this nature and then have to go back on them. It sends a message of inconsistency and not applying their minds and really not thinking through what the implications of these decisions are. So good news for civil society, and I think this is stuff that we need to celebrate.